Starbucks Iced Apple Crisp Oat Milk Shake and Espresso. Made with blonde espresso, creamy oat milk, and spiced apple flavors. It's an icy crisp sip you can enjoy all autumn long. Order ahead on the Starbucks app.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Menards is your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection at the lowest prices, ready to take home today. Plus, you can get free estimates fast using our landscape design programs in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on concrete landscaping blocks right now at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week in-store or on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
It has never taken this long. I don't know what's going on. There we go. We're live. We're up and running. He's Casey Stern. I'm Cyrus Sotsis. This is a program where we're talking hoops. Even though it's the slowest time of year right now in basketball, that's what we're here for, to entertain you, hopefully lift up the mood. Let's get into it. Casey, you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Here we go, brother. This is NBA Coast to Coast. Yeah, he is Casey Stern. You can follow him on Twitter. He's now on Instagram. Look at you evolving in the social media landscape.
I had an Instagram years ago. I turned it off for a multitude of reasons. And then when I created a new one, I have one for my show, Unfiltered. So it's at Unfiltered with Casey Stern. And I've got you could be like my eighth follower if you jump on board now. So
I'm not following you. Yeah. I will follow you. I promise.
Yeah. I put stuff up there. I don't pay too much attention to it. I should more than I do, but I'm working on it. Too much social media, too many kids, too much to do.
Dude, I think social media, the whole thing is ridiculous, but we do it because it's part of our lives now. And you and I are old enough to remember when it didn't exist. You and I are old enough to remember when the internet didn't exist.
I had a Commodore 64 way back when. I used to listen to get into the AOL chat rooms. I've done it all. Yeah. I had a beeper. Where, you tell Same. Somebody hello, what was it, 07734?
Correct. Sevens were L's. Was
143 is I love you, which I never made sense to me, but that's, I guess, what it was back then.
Just to give people a window into what it was like in the 90s for teenagers and young adults. We learned how to literally write using pagers with upside down numbers. It was like a whole other language, and we knew it.
Pay phones, call it collect because you didn't have any change, hoping that your friend would just accept the phone call and that their mother or father wouldn't answer. Yeah, I mean, these are the old days. I don't even think there are pay phones anymore. So we're old, which means if you want to go ahead and benefit us and make us feel younger, jump on board. Give us your comments and thoughts along the way. Of course, if you're listening to the podcast, wherever you might be, which you can get under the Unfiltered umbrella on my side, over on the Believe Network, Apple, Spotify, everywhere you get them. Hit up our YouTube channels. Let us know your thoughts. We'll talk to you about whatever you want, including what it was like to live with hypercolor T-shirts and wear Zeke Cavaricci's in 1995.
Dude, Zeke Cavaricci's were. I mean, Zeke Cavaricci's
They were the bee's knees, man.
They had that white stripe. They did. Right where the zipper would go.
And that's... I grew up on Long Island. So, I mean, everybody was, I grew up in a town called Massapequa, which the nickname was Matzah Pizza because everybody was Jewish or Italian. So we had all the Skids pants and Zeke Cavaricci's and Keds without laces and all kinds of the craziest looking things you've ever. I mean, it was quite a time period. That's why I like to stick with sports jerseys because they fit. They're weird and awkward in any time. So it doesn't matter that, it was fine. But the 90s were a wacky time for sure.
And the starter jackets, one of my guests on Golden Days, Ryan Leong, has a whole collection of starter jackets. That was the fashion. That's how and this is how it was a status symbol. Like if you couldn't afford starter jackets like me growing up. You were considered one of the poor kids in school.
Well, they had like the replica ones always,
which were ghetto.
I used to go to like Modell's. Modell's would always have like the replica. That was my spot. Shout out to Modell's on Long Island. We get the replica ones, but with the starters, with the zipper, with the big S and the star. Those were the days, as they say in the All in the Family song that I'm not going to say.
And you and I are part of a generation. We're like at the tail end of Gen X. They call us Zennials, I think, because we literally are the only generation who grew up in the analog age, but then we also were forced to learn the digital age. And all this transition happened right when we were like, you know, becoming college kids. And
I remember the blinking green cursor on a big square monitor. Nice. I mean, that's with a mouse that like you could hear it clicking from like down the road, because it was so cheaply and crappily made. It was like at the dollar store. I mean, I remember that like it was, and like you would sit there and like you put in like your CD-ROM and like you would watch. It was so crazy. You'd watch National Geographic on like zebras if somebody handed it to you, because you were just like mesmerized that this is what you could do, long before the days of like virtual reality and PS5s and everything else. So now, you know, here we go.
Even before PS1s. I mean, it's I was on the Price is Right ones back in, I think, 99. And,
that's a humble brag.
And I won a PlayStation 2.
Oh, nice.
Which was a huge deal back then.
That is a big deal.
But real quick, Casey, before we, as we, you and I both have to do as part of the Believe Network, we have sponsors. And I don't mean to say we have to, like it's a chore. We love you,
Bet Online.
We love you. You help pay our bills, and we can't thank you enough. And Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, whether it's baseball. I want to slide in real quick here, speaking of baseball, for all the Golden Days audience members right now, if you love baseball as well, I don't touch the sport. I barely touch NFL. I barely touch anything that is not the Golden State Warriors. That's where Casey Stern comes in. Subscribe to Unfiltered. You cover the gamut. You're covering everything. Whereas my
UFC, baseball, I've had guests like ranging from Dusty Baker to Rex Chapman to Ariel Helwani on insight on every single sport you can imagine. I've had a half a dozen GMs, over a dozen coaches. You could jump on board and get all of them from all of the major sports, including one for me, which is a major sport, which is the UFC, which I love MMA. So you can get all of that from fighters to players and all in between. Unfiltered with Casey Stern on the YouTube channel. Get over and subscribe now. If you subscribe now, I will smile. I mean, you were waiting for me to give you something. It's not.
Those smile is a lot, man.
No smile.
Smiles are contagious. They spread positive energy. I love it.
And again, my daughter told me yesterday, we're at the pool, and my daughter told, don't worry, Bet Online, we're fine. We're promoting you. This is all part of the promotion. My daughter told somebody at the pool yesterday, and over her, she said, my dad takes pictures with us if we ask, but he doesn't smile. And I was thinking to myself, now, like, so I went back flipping. I'm like, really? Like, is it on purpose? Is it by accident? I don't know. Like, but this is now a focus of mine. I have a lot of, you know, I'm like George Costanza. I got a lot going on in here. But
I don't mind grumpy. If you're grumpy, I don't mind.
No,
that
I'm not
either.
Grumpy. I'm not grumpy.
I think your emotional spectrum, regardless of where you land, you're awesome, man.
I have a spectrum, so go ahead.
You're lovable. We all do.
Yes,
we all
Bet
do.
Online. Yes, go ahead.
Well, my point was, again, and as the graphic below, if you're watching this on YouTube, says subscribe, hit that like button, and please spit on that thing. Haktua! How awesome, by the way, is it that became the cultural phenomenon of this summer? Haktua.
It would be more interesting if my kids weren't in the next room within an earshot for me to discuss. Here. But I'll tell you, it is not part of the YouTube kids profile that I allow on the Kindle.
Spit on that thing, subscribe to that thing, and also go to Bet Online, where they have every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to the online casino. Your gambling fix is not limited to sports with Bet Online. You can get in on a game of blackjack, poker, or unwind with one of over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit. That's a hell of a deal on your first deposit up to $250. What that means is if you put in, let's say, $250, You'll also see an additional $125.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Slid, kind of like a DM, only in your bank account. So you could start with $375 to play with and have the time of your life. Bet online, the game starts here. And speaking of having the time of your life with money, let's talk about your boy Jalen Brunson, Casey. He plays for the New York Knicks, in case you folks out there are unfamiliar and you've been living in a cave for the last 5 years. Incredible player. He's become one of my favorite players. And now he's showing just what leadership means. Casey, describe to everyone else what Jalen Brunson did this week that deserves a tip of the cap, man. It was impressive.
Well, first of all, this is probably the first time I'm covering, you know, sports in general for over 20 years. I don't know that I've ever seen a player turn down this much money openly with absolutely no reason to whatsoever, other than the fact that he legit. Now, look, we've seen Tom Brady, Pat Mahomes. There have been a lot of NFL guys who have done it. It's a little bit different for me when you think about just how much money that you can make at the max level in the NBA. Jalen Brunson could have waited until the end of next season and signed a 5-year deal for $269 million. He instead signed one for four for $156. Now, if you're not good at math, as I just kind of taught you how to do the bet online credits, that's $113 million that he just turned down. Woo. To then give space for the Knicks to keep their players and to keep this team together long term. Because the whole point of having DiVincenzo and now Mikal Bridges come in and Josh Hart and Brunson is that they want these four players, obviously, they're all best friends, but they all want to play together for the next number of years of their career. You can't do that if you have a player making at the highest of the max money. We're talking about five at 269 that he could have played out last year. This is $113 million over the next handful of years that they will have to play with for other players that they would not have had available if not for Brunson. And the sole reason, I love it, he tweeted the Statue of Liberty after the deal came out, like nothing else. It was just like literally, it was just the emoji of the Statue of Liberty. Like, I love this dude. You cannot love this guy more in terms of the fact that he was a player who people thought at $20 million a pop was going to be a bust, that there's no way. I don't care if he scored 38 in a game that Doncic couldn't play, remember? Because that was it. Doncic out in a playoff series. Oh, he got all the minutes. Anybody can score a lot of points when they take a lot of shots. He's too small. He's not dynamic enough. He can't create his own shot. He can't play defense. Okay, he's not great at that, but whatever. There are plenty of people high Steph Curry that don't need to
I don't
play
think
defense.
He's bad at defense, though. He's fine. He's not a liability.
He's fine. And when you got Hart and Bridges and DiVincenzo and all the defense and Ananobi, I mean, forget it. Knicks got enough defense. Yeah, a lot. With Mitchell Robinson in the middle. I mean, their defense is good. So I was amazed by this, man, and blown away. And for a guy who could have used this as the screw you, everybody out there thought I couldn't get paid, watch me go make a huge max deal of five for 269 next year. I'm a year away. He sacrificed some major injury where all of a sudden he averages 6 points in a season this year and loses all the money, but that wasn't going to happen. He really just did the Knicks a favor, and I give him all the credit in the world. I'm sure he'll make it back over the years in sponsors.
I think
so. Being in New York City, they will find ways to grease the wheel off the court, if you will. But hell of a job by Brunson.
And just to add to that, you know, the huge narrative, a massive talking point in the media this summer has been the news that LeBron James was willing to take a pay cut because he was going to make this huge sacrifice so the Lakers could bring free agents in. Maybe he did. It was like a few million.
Yeah,
but
he did.
Yeah, so it was a little bit, and who knows if it was strictly to help out, you know, to give the Lakers a nudge so they bring his son in. You know, we all know nepotism is rife in the NBA, and I'm starting to believe more and more so there's a correlation between all that nepotism and the incompetency in NBA front offices. The reason why I bring that up is because the Dallas Mavericks, I still cannot get over the fact that they completely screwed the pooch with Jalen Brunson. They had every opportunity to give him the money that the Knicks ended up paying, and they just said, no, we're going to lowball you and you're going to take it. And he was like, F you, man. I already got another option. I'm out of here. That was insane. So he passed up $100 million approximately. That's wild.
$113 million.
How much exactly?
$113 million.
So that, and this way, his Villanova crew, right? Mikhail Bridges, they'll be
able to, they'll have an extra $113 million to pay these players to be able to keep them beyond just this year and next year so that they could stay there long term. I mean, like, that is like, look, especially, and I say this again, if LeBron did it, look, I'd give anybody credit for doing it. But LeBron has enough money to go buy a team, right? I mean,
and he will.
LeBron does not need. To him, $113 million over 5 years is just his, Rich Paul saying yes to one other sponsorship deal that he doesn't want to go through and reading a commercial spot. I mean, it's nothing for him. But for Jalen Brunson, who was a guy whose dad was a fringe player, who never got to become a big player and play minutes, whose entire life and career always wanted to do was go out there and be able to kind of be the player that his dad couldn't, not against him, but it's for him, right? In honor of him, to now go with his dad as a member of the coaching staff and do what he did with the Knicks and have a chance to go make, and he made a big payday. He's getting 4 for $156, but 1 year away from being with the big boys, being with a handful of players who have made that kind of money, being in that list of look at the players that make the highest amount of money in the NBA and saying, look what I've gotten to. And to say, screw all that. I got all my Villanova boys in here with two national titles, and let's go in there and go, let's go win an NBA championship. You keep the money. I'll sign the deal now, and I'll show you I am here to stay. You show me that you'll spend this $113 million to keep my guys here. I mean, that's a hell of a spot from Jalen Brunson, who is difficult not to like.
How did you must be so stoked? I want to read off real fast. And actually, before I do this, I'm going to read off the Knicks depth chart currently because they are my team in the Eastern Conference I'm rooting for. I love the fact that it coincides with them being your team. First of all, Mark Graves in the chat, very important point here. Has anyone ever told you that you look like CM Punk?
That's the second person, actually, it's the second person in the last 3 weeks. Nobody ever before that. Like, no one has ever said that to me ever before, but in the last 3 weeks, that's the second person that told me I look like CM Punk.
Incredible. Is that a compliment, by the way? Do you like it?
The other person said I was a better version of CM Punk.
Good.
So this person right here is a failure, clearly. No, I'm just kidding. But it's the second time I've heard that. I'll take it. I mean, it's fine with me.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a good comparison.
I'll take it.
Especially if you're a bachelor. Is Kev F in the chat writes, and this is a good question because I'd love to hear your perspective as a Knicks fan on this. Is James Dolan, who for most of his tenure as owner of the Knicks has been considered one of the worst owners in sports, I think for very good reason.
Hear that? Pumpkin. That's fall calling. And the pumpkin spice latte is back at Starbucks. From that first sweater to late autumn weather, it's all a fall in just one sip. Order ahead on the Starbucks app.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He has been a target of my criticism as well, but are you happy with him now?
Well, I think the Leon Rose hire, right, and what that has turned into, and with Tom Thibodeau, those hires have gotten them here, right? It's not James Dolan because it is too much of garbage that has gone on with Jim Dolan to sit there and say he's a good owner. The one thing that I think by getting, because of the relationship and because of the name and the stature of who Leon Rose was and his relationship, it has enabled him to be less Jerry Jones in terms of seeing Dolan every 5 seconds and more in the background to where he's there as needed. And I think that has been better for everybody involved because players around the league were starting to talk about never coming to the Knicks because they didn't want to play for Jim Dolan because of all the garbage. I mean, think about how bad you have to be to have, of all people, when you think of this franchise, Charles Oakley banned from an arena. Like, it is the craziest. when you talk about, and for people who are younger, don't like, you want to talk about the grit and grind and the soul of a team. He's not Draymond Green. I'm not comparing them as players. But to that Knicks team, that's what he was. He was a guy who would get in Ewing's face.
Yes.
I mean, that's Charles Oakley was the glue. He was the aura of that team. And to be that bad of a human or that ill-advised in terms of understanding anything, to get that guy in an argument with you that gets him kicked out and banned from the arena is the stupidest garbage, I mean, ever. So, especially like the last, you think about John Starks and Stephon Marbury, anybody who watched the playoffs, you saw those guys were all in the front row, Latrell Sprewell. Like, not having Oakley, like, Jim Dolan is still Jim Dolan, but I think he's put the and delegated to the right people who actually know what they're doing, and that's been helpful.
That's huge. And that's, it's, I think if you're a Knicks fan and you could agree or disagree with me, I'll take your word, but I think this is a good thing for Dolan to take a step back, right? And because Charles Oakley, you're absolutely right, man. The guy is a legend as a basketball player. Besides his playing career, we know him as being Michael Jordan's bodyguard for a large number of years. They used to play together with the Bulls. You know, when you were hosting Inside the NBA, and which is forever enviable from my position. I mean, that's a dream job, man. Congrats on just having that on your resume. I always find it fascinating, you know, Charles Barkley, and you sat next to him, you know him better than most, I imagine. Well, what is the relationship between Chuck and Oakley? I feel like Charles Oakley is the one guy that Barkley doesn't kind of, you know, poke that much. There's a level of respect there. What's your perspective on that?
Well, I don't know about his relationship. Nobody really wants to poke with Oakley because he's crazy. So, I mean, again, you're talking about being Michael Jordan's bodyguard. He's one of the guys who Jordan respects more than anybody, which certainly carries a lot of weight with Charles, or at least did. but yeah, I always say this, you know, Chuck and Shaq the same way. I mean, I've worked with and had the pleasure over 20 plus years working with a lot of athletes and you know, their stature of those two guys at the highest of high level in terms of what they've done in their careers, the amount of money that they have, but they treat people as well as anybody else. I mean, you know, there's no special treatment for, you know, people at that stature versus others. They treat people in the control room, people on the staff, A to Z, all the way the same way. I mean, Charles couldn't have been kinder to work with. So I've got nothing but praise for both of those guys. I'll tell you a quick Shaq story.
Please.
So we had, they do this Neato stat of the night at the end of Inside the NBA.
Sponsored by nobody.
Yeah. So I had to, when I did Inside during the 3 or 4 years that I basically took the, I mean, it's maybe like 10 shows a year that EJ wasn't there.
I remember seeing you a lot, dude. Yeah. You were filling in for Ernie Johnson just to add some perspective.
Yeah. Every time he was out, I would fill in for about 3-4 years. So when I would go in there, they would have this stat of the night. And one year, I don't even remember what we're doing. It's like mini golfing or something stupid that was inside the set. And Shaq made a side bet with me for $20. And I lost. I don't even remember, to be honest with you, what it was. Some stupid.
I remember thing. That segment, as crazy and as that sounds. Continue on.
When we went to break to close the show, he come back and wrap the show. I took out $20 and he says to me, I can't do a Shaq impression, but he says to me, on point, no thoughts, the Bank of Shaqovia doesn't need your funds.
Wasn't there another show where he also carried you or picked you up or something like that?
Oh yeah. We wrestled in the back. He carried me. He massaged my shoulder during one bit that we did. We had, we had all kinds of stuff, but he was a great dude. Great dude. Great dude.
What are your thoughts before we move on, man? I just thought of this now. Inside the NBA, I mean, it's not official yet because as weird as it sounds, Turner is still negotiating. Apparently, they still have a slim shot of being somewhat involved, but all indications are, at least from what Charles Barkley has said, you know, he's hinted at retiring after this next year because Turner's going to lose out on the rights deals with the NBA. I'm really not happy about this news if this ends up being a reality. But what are your thoughts on the very likely a possibility that Turner, parent company of TNT, you know, who owns Inside the NBA, that it's going to be over after this next year, that one of the greatest shows on TV, in my opinion, is going to be gone, all because of, again, incompetency, which is one of my peeves in life. What are your thoughts on that, man?
Well, I'll just say this. It's the greatest studio show for sports that has ever been created. And that includes any machination of Inside the NFL to any of your halftime shows to wherever you want. And, you know, I've had the luxury of being able to do a lot of TV in my day. There is nothing harder. And I don't think people really understand this. There's nothing harder than building chemistry. When you're on a set, especially if you're on a set that's got four people,
yeah,
it is really, really difficult. When you're on radio, which I did for 20 years, and I used to have a show 4 hours a day, when you're doing that in an afternoon drive, you could say or do whatever you want. You could have a 25-minute monologue that makes no sense, and nobody cares. There's still enough time for the rest of the show. When you've got total running times where you've only got a few minutes at a time, it is so difficult. And one of the reasons is most shows pack in too many things.
Oh, yeah.
They got too many highlights. They get too many interviews. They get too many, you know, let me show you this graphic we just made. And, you know, let's waste 4 minutes on a segment. And I've hosted shows like that, right? This show allows space. I always say it's like the Vin Scully of studio shows. The great thing about Vin Scully is the greatest broadcaster, play-by-play guy for me in any sport that's ever lived. And he's done a bunch of them, not just baseball. But he understood letting it breathe more than anybody else. He allowed the sounds of the sports that he covered to make those moments, because that is what makes those moments, not our voices, because no one cares. Yeah, you say something after the Masters if you're Jim Nantz or whatever, right? Or Al Michaels, you get blessed enough to say, do you believe in miracles? Yes. But in most cases, it's those sounds. Inside the NBA, the way that show is created, they allow 4 minutes of Chuck and Shaq going back and forth. And there's a famous, I happen to be there one of the days, it's got one of their most viral moments that ever happened between the two of them, which you can go find on YouTube anywhere. It's like a tennis match with me and Kenny where they were going back and forth. It was when I happened to be hosting the day that Shaq got on Chuck about not winning championships, and they almost seemed like they were going to fight, which people have seen that clip a million times, but I was hosting that day. No other show would have let that go on that way.
Mm.
No other show would have had time in a segment to do that. No other show. I don't know how many segments we blew off, sponsors that we blew off. Like, it didn't matter because they understood this is television. Like, we're right now, you're creating, and you got to understand that on a set, and nobody's better at that than Ernie. And you got to understand that if you're producing it, and Tim Kiley will give a shout out, who was, it is not anymore, he's retired, but he was for most of Inside the NBA, the creator, the producer, and the mastermind behind all of that. He's won, I don't even know how many Emmys. And he was my executive producer when for all the baseball seasons I did over there as well. He's a terrific guy. But they allow it to breathe. And no shows do that. Like, go watch the Home Run Derby tonight or somewhere. Go watch any of these studio shows. And everything is 40 seconds to this guy, 30 seconds to that guy, 20 seconds to that guy. Inside the NBA does not do that. It's what's made it as good a show that it is. Sorry to go so in depth, but that's why it's so great.
Don't apologize for that, please. And that's a huge reason I believe and subscribe to that philosophy in terms of a good broadcast, is letting things be organic. Do not put limits on segments. Do not let a clock dictate how your show could go. So Casey, at least not for me, or just, dude, if you're rolling, roll, man. Don't ever stop for that reason. I value you. I value every word that comes out of your mouth. Don't ever censor yourself for any reason.
I appreciate it. No, but it's not about me. It's just that show, the dynamic and the chemistry, and you need the right people, but you need it to be produced that way, because a lot of shows could be more like that if they had the right personalities, but it's the editing and the over graphic and all that. Think about how many times you watch Inside the NBA and you're just staring at the faces on the set for 7 minutes in a row.
Yeah.
You won't see that on any show. I was at the NCAA tournament, even on that channel. I mean, at that network, I hosted on the NCAA tournament for 3 years. I did 7 MLB postseasons. I did 3 NBA finals for NBA TV and 5 seasons there. And in no other spot will you ever see that. It's what you usually see. A lot of video, which is called B-roll. And you see you're watching a lot of graphics and they're breaking down things and they're telestrating. You don't have any of that. You're just watching 7 minutes in a row of humans talking and creating that chemistry. That's what makes that show so great.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you brought up Tim. Is Kiley? Is that his last name?
Yeah, Tim Kiley. Like,
as the
best producer I've ever worked with. Yeah.
And so you're saying he's the man who deserves the credit for giving this freedom and the environment.
He's the one who they break boundaries you can't break. I mean, one of the days that I hosted, which is another viral moment, but not because of me, but which is what is so great about what EJ does, because Ernie understands, you know, on a set like that, you're kind of like the pocket square. I mean, of an unbelievable Armani suit. You know what I mean? You're just trying to make it just look a little bit more bling, but you're not trying to take anything away. But there was a show that I did there where Shaq, if anybody remembers this, came out with no pants on and a suit jacket and a cane. And like, why? I have no idea. Like, he was doing whatever the hell he did. Like, he had no pants on. And I remember, I think that show, I think it was me and Candace and Zeke. I don't think Kenny and Chuck were there that day, but I don't remember why, but no one else would say that's okay. Like, you wouldn't have and certainly part of that is being Shaq, but they promote and allow all of that. When you think about all the funny pictures that they do and all that, I think they've done such a great job at breaking the mold and showing that they're not afraid. And that's why they got as good as they got.
Absolutely. And by the way, your former colleague, Kristen Ledlow, says hello, was asking if she wanted to come on the program at some point. I didn't realize she had a second kid, so she's on maternity right now. But she says hello. And I've been trying to get Underdog on this program for a while. I met him a couple years ago, and one of the nicest guys ever. I didn't realize his level of brilliance was as high as what you said it is. Apparently he's
terrific.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll get some of these individuals on our show. I also, SG Sports Talk channel in the chat writes, can I come on the show? I just put a link. If you want to join us for a minute or so and offer your insights, please do. Before we move on from the Knicks talk, at least, because your team deserves that much love, just want to mention a couple comments in the chat here. Dr. J30, she writes that Dolan will never be considered a good owner, given what he's done, like banning Oakley, face cams at Madison Square Garden to prevent lawyers. He didn't like coming in. Yeah, he's treated fans like crap.
Having them rip up posters, which is true, and having them point out little posters that he did. I mean, it's as stupid as it is. Like, how could you be that insecure when you have that much money? I have no idea. Like, I mean, forget it. And people, MSG. And by the way, for people who don't realize, Jim Dolan, the Sphere in Las Vegas, that's Dolan. So, like, the guy's got so much freaking money. It's like, can you imagine? How can anything be bad? No offense. I mean, look, kids, money is not everything. But how can anything be that bad when you're not only running the Rangers and the Knicks, but you're the, quote, VP and chief executive officer of Sphere Entertainment? Or anybody who's seen what that thing is doing? I mean, it's, come on. I mean, chill out, Jim.
And relax. James Dolan is also, he's got a band, right? He's into music.
He is into music. Yes, he is.
Interesting character.
He'll tell you if you listen.
And I don't blame Knicks fans for being peeved with him. Douglas Mike's adding in the chat, the Knicks would have had a great A-plus offseason had they retained Hardenstein, but still a great offseason regardless. Are they going to still go after Walker Kessler, the Utah Jazz center, who reportedly is on the block along with a lot of other players? We're going to talk about them in just a minute, because there's a new report from Shams that came out this morning regarding Lauri Markkanen potentially going to the Warriors. But we'll get to that in just a minute. Real fast, Casey, your thoughts on the Knicks offseason. Was it a wild success despite Hardenstein going to the Thunder? Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, and we talked about this a little bit. You could check episode 1, which you could find over on the Believe Network under the Unfiltered umbrella on the podcast or either of our YouTube channels as
well. And how can people find Unfiltered? Because like you said, that's a common name. If they just search Casey Stern,
If they search Casey Stern or write Unfiltered with Casey Stern, you can get, like, and subscribe. Today, I did my extensive breakdown of the first half of the MLB season. I do all sports, but it's 312 episodes deep. So you've got all kinds of stuff there. But you can get that there, or you can go to Unfiltered with Casey Stern on the YouTube channel. Please like and subscribe and get into all of that. Did somebody just say MSG and Pad Thai?
Damian LaRoche, who brings a lot of love to this show, man.
Yes, yes, yes. Of course, I meant Madison Square Garden. No MSG. Yeah. Except I love Pad Thai.
I didn't get the MSG reference until just now.
Yeah, my grandmother, may she rest. Every time we go to like a Chinese restaurant, she used to say, like, do you use MSG? And I remember being as a kid having absolutely no freaking idea what it means and never asking. Like, I was like, what is that?
It would make you sleepy. You
does that mean it's not kosher? Like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you want to take a nap after a nice meal.
I think the Hartenstein thing was a big loss because Mitchell Robinson is never healthy. And Hartenstein was such a good passer and facilitator from that spot and extender of plays, which is so huge for a team like the Knicks. So I think it was a big loss for sure. Big loss.
And again, people forget though too that Julius Randle is also a member of the Knicks.
Yeah. All-star.
I think you're fine. I think Knicks fans, at least from my perspective, I think you're fine. Your team is going to be a legitimate contender. I think if you're the Boston Celtics, you got to be a little worried about the Knicks. I don't think they're going to be an easy out. Should be a fun Eastern Conference Finals if that's what it ends up being. Are the Sixers a threat to you? I don't see them being a threat. It's Celtics, Knicks, everyone else. Philly might get the third seed.
It's an if. But if they can get healthy at the right time, even if they're a five, because seeds are what they look. You want to avoid Boston and not be in a spot. You have to play them in a second round, things of that nature. Fine, but you have to play them anyway, right? If the Sixers could be healthy, you tell me there's a healthy Embiid the last couple of weeks of the regular season heading into the playoffs, and a healthy Paul George and a healthy Maxey. That's dangerous when you're shortening rotations and you get into the playoffs. I'm sorry. Those three players together are going to be a nightmare. When you think about the pick and roll and all they're going to be able to do offensively, there's going to be a lot of one-on-one for guys who should never be without a double team. It's going to be dangerous. However, I don't think they're as deep as the Knicks are. And I also don't think, based on what we've seen from the Sixers and what we saw in the Knicks-Sixers series, I don't think they're nearly as tough as the Knicks are. And I think that's a problem.
Yeah, and Philly to me is just so many questions, right? We don't know how Paul George is going to assimilate. We don't know how the chemistry thing is going to work. Paul George is going to be 35 next year. Joel Embiid has never proven he can stay healthy from beginning to end. Just a lot of question marks. On paper, they look damn good. That roster is still very incomplete as well. This offseason, it's weird, man. It started off roaring, and then it just stopped. It just kind of hit a pause button. The Warriors are one example of that pause, right? We're kind of waiting to see what's going to happen there. I also want to mention, speaking of plugs, Ginji Gok just subscribed to you, Casey, again. So unfiltered. Oh,
thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Unfiltered Casey with Casey Stern. Very, it's easy.
Subscribe to it. Subscribe to Golden Days. Again,
and if you ever have a YouTube channel. And I've got, on my YouTube channel, I also got crazy videos of my kids and some funny shenanigans too. So if you want to go deeper behind the scenes of my insanity, you can get in there as well.
I'm still smitten with the...
Hear that? Pumpkin. That's fall calling. And the pumpkin spice latte is back at Starbucks. From that first sweater to late autumn weather, it's all a fall in just one sip. Order ahead on the Starbucks app.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met... turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The fact that you're a 15-year-old dog, and look, to me, of all the treasures in this world, senior dogs are right up there among the top. They're precious little things. I cherish them. And the fact that your 15-year-old senior citizen is entertained with television, that just warms my cuckles, man. Yes. I absolutely love the imagery of that. It's a beautiful thing. Subscribe to Unfiltered with Casey Stern. Subscribe to Golden Days. Add the word Warriors to Golden Days. If you have any struggles finding that, cannot thank all of you enough for the love. We also have someone who's joined the show right now, one of our viewers or listeners. And again, audience participation is welcome. Think of the old sports talk radio days where callers would call in, right? This is the modern incarnation of that. And let's see what SG Sports Talk Channel has to say. SG, you're on the program. Your face is hidden with a logo. We'll let it pass. Enlighten us. The floor is yours. How are you doing, man? Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Good. Welcome.
I really like your, hi Cyrus. I really like your YouTube channel. I love all your content. I think you do a phenomenal job. I think keep it up.
Thank you.
I love you. I know you know a lot about the Warriors. You cover them a lot.
And what about Casey? You're not going to give Casey any love?
That's all right.
How are you doing, Casey? I really, do you have a YouTube channel? I'll subscribe to your,
Please do. It's at Unfiltered with Casey Stern.
I just love the fact that SG, your bubble, like actually has animation vibing with your voice modulation.
What are your thoughts on the Warriors? Like, how do you think they're gonna do this upcoming season?
Great question. Is that the only question you have before we go? And then because Casey and I can get into that in great detail. Do you have any other thoughts before we let you go, man? I want to, while you're here, want to give you a chance.
Could I stay on the show if that's fine with you guys?
Not for the whole thing. No, I mean, you can stay behind the scene. Do you want to stay in the green room, like behind?
If you
the
want
scenes?
My Venmo and want to pay me, you can.
I'm so hot.
Yeah, go ahead.
How do you think the Warriors are 5-0 in the NBA Summer League? Do you think that they're going to keep on being undefeated?
I'm going to touch on that as well, because the Summer League performance for the Warriors has been absolutely incredible. That's worth touching on. I'll touch on that even more tomorrow. But SG, I'm going to put you in the green room. Gifts before you go, or at least get off the screen here. Give people, I know you have a YouTube channel yourself, right? I think you mentioned that in my chat before. Is that correct?
Yeah, my YouTube channel is SG Sports Talk Channel. I'm at 249 subscribers. I need to get to 300. Please help me. I'm desperate. I need subscribers.
Well, one more time. How can people find your YouTube channel?
Just go on X or on YouTube.
And what's the handle? Like, what's the name of the show?
SG. It's the same SG Sports Talk Channel on Twitter.
SG Sports Talk Channel. There you go. Subscribe to that, folks. And he wants us to talk more. SG, thank you so much, man. You've always been in the chat, spreading positive vibes and energy. I can't thank you enough for that. So thank you, brother. And come back on soon, okay?
I hope you guys keep on carrying with the show. You guys have great insight, and I love to hear about it.
Hell yeah, brother. We will. Thank you.
Don't ever tell me desperate. Don't ever tell me desperate. Don't let him see it. I don't want to be. This is some man to man advice.
So, okay. So he wants us.
They may already know you're desperate, but don't tell them.
Yeah. Don't. First of all, desperation is the least attractive attribute. If you're a male trying to attract females.
Don't tell them. Don't tell them.
Yeah, don't ever let anybody think or know you're desperate.
Don't let them see you sweat. Don't let him see you sweat is a good way to live life.
Yeah. Absolutely. So let's get into the Warriors, Casey. Are you cool with that? Are we ready to move on?
Real fast.
Because I've had this up forever. I just want to read off before we move on from the Knicks. Their depth chart, because it looks so damn good, man. Just to let people know who is on the Knicks right now. Their point guards are Jalen Brunson, Miles McBride, Tyler Kolek. I know virtually nothing about those other two. Are they any good?
Miles McBride had a good season. Yeah, he had some good minutes, made some starts, good shooter. Yep.
Okay. Shooting guard, and this website, Daily Knicks, lists Mikal Bridges as a shooting guard.
Yeah, he's starting at the two.
With Dante DiVincenzo as the backup there, that's an awesome two. It is.
Yeah.
Small forward, OG Anunoby, Josh Hart. I don't know who Pacomi Dadiet is.
It doesn't even matter.
All right. And then your power forwards is Julius Randle, and I guess Josh Hart plays the four sometimes.
Yeah.
And then your centers are Mitchell Robinson, who you're praying is going to be durable and available.
Yes.
Jericho Sims and Ariel Hukparty, who is a two-way player. That's your roster. Did I forget anyone?
No. I mean, look, you think about late in games having Brunson, DiVincenzo, Bridges, Hart, or Anunoby and Randle with no five, and the amount of offense and shooting they're going to be out on the floor at one time, and guys getting one-on-one, the Knicks are going to score a lot of points, which, again, going back to the usual Knick days where they used to score 80 points a game, is going to be a different world. But they also can play defense. I think they're the second-best team in the East, but I don't think they're better than Boston.
By the way, Tristan 97, what are your thoughts on this, Casey? That you seem cool. I'm glad someone thinks that. But the Islander sticker.
I know. That's my team. Come on, dude. Tristan?
What does that mean? Are they a Rangers fan? Is that typically
yes,
why?
That means they're a Rangers fan. Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Usually. Usually. Or they just hate Long Island or both. I don't know. But
why would you hate Long Island, man?
I'm a diehard Islander fan. They're my favorite team in any sport. Yeah. Even in more than the Knicks, more than the Mets, who are certainly up there, that the under the Islanders is an 86 plaque for them.
So, all right, let's talk. Oh, look at this, man. Now, when you pay to have your comment, we're going to give you undivided attention.
Super chats.
Damian LaRoche, thank you for the donation, says Coast to Coast is the best news. Oh, my God. You're actually paying money to give us love like this? Dude, add something else so I can at least repay the favor. Thank you. Yeah, Coast to Coast, man. Look at the love. I don't know how to respond.
That's nice.
I don't know how to respond to the compliment.
I mean, thank you. I would respond with, with thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, man. You're going to make me cry, dude. Let's not go there.
Okay, I mean, I'm not going to cry over it, but thank you. I'm thankful.
I get a little bit clumped when I get the good compliments. I always think of that Mike Myers sketch.
I'm grateful. Oh, yeah.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, horrible impression. I get it. But thank you so much, Damien. That means the world, man. All right, so let's get into the Warriors. And I want to start with this because Shams Charania wrote a new story this morning for The Athletic, which is synonymous with the New York Times. And so I'm going to share the screen so I can read verbatim what the paragraph specifically in his article focusing on the Warriors. And the paragraph goes as follows, quote, "The Golden State Warriors have been the most engaged team for Markkanen in recent weeks. As league sources tell The Athletic, they have discussed a proposal around Moses Moody, multiple first round picks, multiple pick swaps, and multiple second round picks. The Jazz, however, have asked for the bulk of young talent and capital the Warriors possess, including Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, and Brandon Pinjevsky, along with picks, which has been a non-starter thus far for Golden State," league sources said. Immediate reaction to that. We're going to get into this in great detail, but first and foremost, Casey, and please add on to anything that I say here. When I see Shams and playing off that Anthony Slater, they work for the same company and they have the same sources. When I see sources, 9 times out of 10, that means player agents. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Yes.
Unless
it's a team that's trying to throw some water on the leverage of a player in some cases, but for the most part, it's a player agent.
Yeah. Absolutely. So when I see this story, and a lot of times, and usually when it comes to the Warriors and sources, it's either player agents, it's either the owner, Joe Lacob, or there's a third person who I'm not going to mention because they're also one of my sources, but it's usually one of those three. And in this case, my guess is it's agents kind of giving some nuggets of information to Shams here and by default to Anthony Slater. My guess is Danny Ainge and Mike Dunleavy Jr. are not letting out enough information to agents for Shams to give us a clear picture of what's going on. Would you agree with that assessment and your thoughts?
Yeah, I think this is a game of leverage. At the end of the day, obviously Utah wants to get as much as they can, and they want to get as many assets as they can. And the longer that it takes, the more desperate they think that the Warriors will be. The more desperate they think they will be, because there's no other chairs in this game for them to sit in outside of Markkanen. Where else are they going to go? And they may be right. So I think you're probably going to hit the one in the middle. I think Golden State's got to give more than they want to. And I think the Jazz got to take less than they want to. But somebody's got to budge there eventually to get the deal done.
Absolutely. And I've been saying this for weeks now. This is a staring contest between both sides. I also think here's how I'm reading this, and please add on to everything I'm saying here. The Jazz want picks. Danny Ainge loves assets in the form of draft picks. He's produced a champion before with the recipe, meaning the Boston Celtics. He got Jason Tatum. He got Jaylen Brown, eventually moving on from the old championship trio of Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce. And he loves having a stockpile of picks. And the Warriors don't have that stockpile. So what I'm seeing here right now is, and you're going off what you said, right? Leverage, you throw these big names out. What the Warriors are trying to do, because we know for certain that Andrew Wiggins was already about to be traded for Paul George, among a lot of pieces. So the Warriors are trying to, get assets. And when I say assets, I mean draft picks. And they're trying to get it by trading Wiggins, by trading Gary Payton II, and by trading Kevon Looney. Those are the three pieces that they feel ready to move on from. Two of those three are expiring deals, but they're also probably realizing it's not going to be easy to get good draft picks back for those players. And that's where a savvy GM can really make deals happen. That's the impression I'm getting. And I feel like the Warriors are in the middle of trying to get the stockpile, and maybe they're having issues doing so. Your thoughts on what I just said?
Yeah, I think, again, the Warriors need to figure out how to get better, and they have, regardless of what Klay wasn't a year ago, they have a sizable fill in a hole now, and they weren't good enough then, so they've got a lot of work to do. They have clearly zoned in that Markkanen is a guy that they want, and that's a guy that I think they'll get. I think eventually both sides will come to the middle here. I think the Dubs will get their man. I think they're the best spot for the Jazz to go to, but they've got to do it with giving up as little of that young talent as possible.
Yeah, absolutely right, man. And Tristan 97, I agree with this sentiment as well, who writes that people act like Lauri Markkanen is the next coming. Jesus Christ. Look, I mean, the Jazz, first of all, he's never played more than, I think, 68 games, and that was his rookie year. So durability is a bit of a question with him. I don't think it's a big deal, but it is an issue. And he's turning 28, which, as I mentioned last week, in Danny Ainge years, is the equivalent of Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend turning 25. Mm-hmm. 27, 28, that's in Danny Ainge's view, that is old. He wants very young assets. Your thoughts, man, on what I just said so far?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think they've got to – the Jazz need young players.
Yeah.
So if you're not willing to give up any youth, you're not going to get a deal done. That's it. So you got to give up more than you want, but not as much as is asked in that proposal, which clearly is not going to work. That's why they're at a standstill. But there's still time. And right now, if there was anybody else so hot to trot on marketing, they would have dealt them elsewhere.
Exactly. Like the Spurs, I feel like could have easily had them by now if they really wanted them, but they're not. I mean, they're choosing to go with what they have, which isn't a bad plan, by the way. I wanted to read one more thing before we move on from the Warriors here. This was a quote from Mike Dunleavy Jr. This was during a summer league game, the first or second one. This was on an ESPN2 broadcast. Mark Jones and Doris Burke with the call in Vegas, and they had Mike Dunleavy Jr. sitting alongside them. This was an in-game interview during, I think, the second quarter, maybe first quarter. And I want to read this quote verbatim from Mike Dunleavy Jr. because I thought it was awesome in the sense of his opinion. I don't know if it was if he just kind of revealed a window into how he really feels about Jonathan Kuminga, but this quote was interesting. And Casey, I'd love to get your feedback on this. Quote from Mike Dunleavy Jr. Usually that year three, year four leap's a huge one. That's what we're hoping for out of Jonathan Kuminga this year. He's put the time in over the years, but especially this summer, he's working hard. And I think he has a better grasp for how we play, how to involve himself with Steph, with Draymond, crashing the glass, cutting baseline, and has really gotten better each year. We feel like this could be the year that he takes a huge leap, and we'll be expecting that out of him, unquote. I'm seeing what there's a lot of videos out there this summer in terms of Kuminga and his training. He's not just doing dunks. He's working on dribbling. He's working on passing. He's working on defense. It could be a big year. We don't know what the ceiling is. Your thoughts, Casey?
Yeah, I think that's the hope. And I think a lot of times at that age, that's the development. But the other thing is, by putting that out there publicly, you're putting the onus on the young player that they need to get there, that they need to go ahead and take that next step. I mean, and part of that is not belief, it's motivation. Is you're saying without saying publicly, this is what I expect of you. Now I have put this out there that this is what you can do. And you need to continue to work towards that and take another step. And I think there's going to be more opportunity clearly with this team for him to do that.
Absolutely, man. Casey, we only got a few minutes here before we got to go. I don't know how much Summer League you've been watching so far. The Warriors have been looking damn good. My impression of Summer League is always this, like you don't read too much into it, but you can certainly find some nuggets of analysis, information, get some insights. Brandon Pajemski looks damn good. I think it's time to shut him down. I don't know how much Summer League you're watching. I don't know if you're seeing something from the Knicks, but I just wanted to, for the Warriors fans in the chat today and in the audience, I just want to tell you, I've been seeing it. That Dalvin kid, that's an example of Summer League maybe overhyping someone. I mean, I don't know if he's going to make the roster, but the point is the Warriors look damn good. I wish we were able to see their second round draft pick, Quentin Post. Haven't seen him live yet. And I'll get into this a lot more on tomorrow's Golden Days. Have you been seeing the Knicks in Summer League, and any Summer League thoughts from you, Casey?
I could give you more overall. I've not watched any Summer League this year, but I could tell you that in calling games and doing play-by-play for Summer League for 3 years for NBA TV with shout out Greg Anthony, the games are a mishmash. But I think you can find young players that get opportunities that show you more than you thought. Later round draft picks or guys who are here on a flyer who all of a sudden may make some headway, at very least become part of the system. And I think it's fun to watch kind of the higher end draft picks at least play. I think you can learn something from it. From whether or not a team wins, it doesn't matter. You're looking at individual players because, you know, Browning Nagel was a Jets quarterback none of you have ever heard of, who once went undefeated in a regular season and won 5 games. He never won 5 games total as a starter in the NFL. So it means what it means. But I think for individual players, it's definitely something to watch.
Absolutely. we're up against the clock here. Any final thoughts? Casey, before we go, I know this is totally random. I would love to know why you think the Milwaukee Bucks are what they are. Meaning, like, I think the Milwaukee Bucks are delusional in thinking they have any shot this year. We talked about the Eastern Conference. We brought up the Knicks, the Celtics, the Sixers, the Bucks. They're screwed. I really believe that. I'm looking at that roster and I'm thinking to myself, you have once mega superstar player who by himself could probably get you 40 wins, but Damian Lillard is what, 35, 36? Is a defensive liability. You're counting on him to be the version of himself from 10 years ago. Chris Middleton is cooked. I don't know who else is on the Brooke Lopez is 36. They're done. They're done. They have no shot. Why are they holding on, man? Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, they got Giannis. That's why. You do whatever you can because you're relevant. You're in Milwaukee and you have one of the greatest players that has ever walked on the court.
All right.
And
let me rephrase.
That's why you stay relevant. So you do what you can to stay relevant. I also, Damian Lillard is probably one of my top 10 favorite players of all time. That's not a Nick, but he's old, unfortunately.
You're absolutely right about the Bucks.
And I do need to run because I literally am. I'm hopping from this right to pregame for home run derby spot for All Star in 3 minutes. So
we'll let you go. I was going to ask you you're absolutely right about the Bucks. Why is Giannis staying there? That's I guess maybe that's a better question.
Sometimes it's better to be a big fish in a small pond than to just be another fish under a lot of pressure in a big one.
That's fair. I'm going to leave Damian
with Casey Stern on YouTube channel. Please go ahead and subscribe. Go there right now. We've got all kinds of different sports and all kinds of fun. Reach out to me. Give me a comment. Let me know you're a new subscriber. And we'll chat Unfiltered with Casey Stern on YouTube channel. And you can get me everywhere you get your podcasts as well.
Absolutely, man. And Damian LaRoche, thank you again for the donation, for the love. Real fast, Douglas Mike's asking about Lindy Waters. I will touch on that tomorrow. Casey, listen to the name of this show. The OKC Thunders. Show that covers the team on Believe. They're called Topic Thunder. That is such an awesome name.
I love that.
Phenomenal name. So I'm going to have one of their hosts come on tomorrow to give us some insights into Lindy Waters in terms of just who he is, man. We want to get some insights from him. So I'm going to bring on Dylan, who hosts that program. Again, subscribe to Unfiltered. Add Casey Stern's name to it so you find the show. And we're done, right? Is that it? We out?
That's all I got. I got to run. Right.
And that's all I got to you, man. Thank you, everyone, for all the love. SG Sports Talk, thanks for coming on. Yes, join me tomorrow. We'll bring you on. Casey, you got to run. Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you, brother. Love you. Love everyone. Bye.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Saving money on your roofing project now at Menards. We have an unbeatable selection of Atlas shingles. Castlebrook, Briarwood, and Pinnacle shingles feature a limited lifetime and up to 130 miles per hour wind warranty. Choose from 20 styles in stock, ready to take home today. Stop in to shop our wide selection of roofing products or visit Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.